2D. Listening skills. Exercise 2B, page 28.
Speaker 1.
My friend Jane and I had decided to set out early to climb the volcano to avoid the heat. It was cloudy, so I didn't put any sunscreen on. By mid-morning, though, the sun was out and it was boiling hot. We had a great time, but when we got back to our hotel, my face and arms were bright red. I had never got so badly sunburnt before, and it hurt for days. It just shows that you need to put sunscreen on whatever the weather.
Speaker 2.
On a trip to the mountains one day last summer, I decided to go for a walk. My friend Bob told me to take my mobile phone with me, but I didn't. When I got back, however, I couldn't see my friends anywhere. It was a horrible feeling to get separated from them like that, and I really wished I had listened to my friend. Eventually, I heard Bob shouting at me. I was so relieved.
Speaker 3.
Carl and I went on an afternoon jungle trek. It was hot, so I'd put on a pair of shorts, a t-shirt, and some hiking boots. We had a great time, but as we turned back, it was getting dark, and before long, mosquitoes were biting me all over my arms and legs. It was horrible. When I got back home, I was covered in itchy bites. Next time I'll definitely wear long trousers and put plenty of insect repellent on.
Speaker 4.
On a recent trip to an island, we had a barbecue lunch on the beach. I thought the chicken didn't taste right, but I didn't think any more about it until I woke up that night feeling sick and with stomach ache. I felt really unwell. I found out a few days later at college that I hadn't been as ill as some others. Some had got food poisoning from the barbecue, and two girls even got taken to hospital.
Speaker 5.
Last summer, I went on a boat trip to see dolphins with my friends. It's a tradition with us. Every holiday, we have an outing where we do something we've never done before. The captain took us a few miles out to sea. I heard someone say she'd seen a dolphin, so I jumped in the water. The captain screamed, "It was a shark!" You can imagine my shock. I quickly got back on the boat. That was the fastest I had ever swum,